Welcome to Manufacturing Revival Radio, brought to you by Assembly Magazine. Assembly Magazine educates suppliers, buyers, and users of assembly equipment in manufacturing plants to connect, learn, share, and explore all things assembly. This special edition of Manufacturing Revival is coming to you live from the floor of the Assembly Show in Rosemont, Illinois. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
Good morning. You are with Todd and Todd live from Chicago at the Assembly Show, Manufacturing Revival Radio on location. Todd, we're kicking off this very exciting day at the Assembly Show. We're going to have a good time.
We are going to have a good time, and I want to be able to run around a little bit more. They got robots, they got grippers, they got conveyor systems. I mean, this is a paradise for a guy like me that loves this kind of equipment.
This is Toys R Us for guys
for
like
guys.
Me. So this is going to be a great show. We're joined by two great gentlemen. I'm looking forward to this conversation. First up, say hello to Neil Menachia. He's the Division Sales Manager with ASG. Welcome, Neil.
Thank you.
It's good to have you. We're also joined by Federico Roma, a Sales Area Manager with FEAM. Welcome, Federico.
Thank you. Welcome.
It's good to have you. Thanks for joining us. Neil, lead us off. Tell us a little bit about ASG. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Sure. ASG has been in the assembly tool business since about 1976. So we've been in business for 37 years. And we started there with Hios brand products out of Japan. And our parent company, Jergens Inc., launched our division in and around that time frame. And basically what we dealt with or started off with was the threaded fastening group. So any electric tool, any threaded fastening in low torque range, maybe 30-inch pounds, 50-inch pounds, and below. And to this day, for the most part, that still is our core competency, our sweet spot. However, with additions to products such as FEAM and other EH2 series that we'll get into a little bit later, we've grown and entered other markets and expanded into other markets.
Outstanding. Mm-hmm. Well, can't wait to get into that some more. Federico, give us a quick rundown on FEAM. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
FEAM was established 1949 down in Italy, north of Italy, actually. Since the beginning, we have been manufacturing, designing and manufacturing assembly systems for industrial applications. So we entered the U.S. market long ago, but never in a consistent and effective way. As we started with ASG and a strong partnership, effective about March this year. But since the very beginning, the cooperation proved to be very worthwhile for both companies, and the marketing ASG put in place managed to make people aware about FEAM. That is the point. When the customer starts using our screwdrivers, mostly pneumatic ones, they hardly go away. They stay with us for a long time. Quality standards are very high, comparable to the biggest competitors in this same market. What we were missing was the brand awareness. So people doesn't know about FEAM, they are not familiar with. Now ASG is breaking this limit, if you want. We are very satisfied about this cooperation.
Neil, you started talking about the growing breadth of your international coverage as well as the breadth of the product line. Give us another level of detail on that.
Sure. Since the introduction of Hios back in the 1970s, we've cooperated with other manufacturers or private label manufacturers, and we've imported product. And then in addition to that, about, 4 years ago or so, 2010, 3 years ago, a little over 3 years ago, we actually acquired a company. So we purchased, so we've grown through acquisition, we've grown organically, and we've grown through good partnerships such as FEAM in terms of developing market, electronics market, automotive market, general manufacturing market. In terms of the international, we actually have two wholly owned subsidiaries, one in Shanghai, China, and one in Mumbai, India, which has increased our brand awareness internationally and helped us both domestically and internationally in terms of the sales of our products. And then we have European distributors and other Asian distributors as well. So with the addition of some more marketing initiatives, we've also increased our brand awareness as well as our partner awareness, such as FEAM.
All right. Well, we're coming to you from the Assembly Show, and we're speaking with Federico Roma and Neil Menachia. Neil, I understand that you have a real focus on premium tools and error-proofing. Tell us more about that.
Sure. The premium tool that we've brought on are higher duty cycle, more continuous duty cycles. There's different types of tools out in the market that are based on duty cycle. So many for electric tool, for example, you might have for every half second on, you need three and a half off based on the dissipation of the heat in the motor. So there's higher torque tools and lower torque tools that maybe the power supply to the motor is external. And then you can run a heavier duty cycle, a faster duty cycle, by introducing maybe auto feed mechanisms such as Fion carries. And you connect the air tools to those auto feeders that allow for the continuous duty. In terms of the aero proofing, an example of an auto feed, there's technology that we could connect through a PLC or possibly directly through our what we call our X-Pack controlled fastening or the Fion TOM unit, that you can feed a screw, blow feed a fastener to a jaw set to maintain high productivity rates and throughput and tack time. So when you integrate that, then you can blow a screw, you run down, you get a good, then you blow another fastener to the jaws, and then possibly you can disable that signal so it doesn't blow a screw to the jaws, and then you run the next fastener down when you just had an error for whatever reason, misalignment of parts, maybe the wrong parts were initially put together or assembled. And in addition to the auto feed mechanism, we have a vision sequence recognition system, which assembles the products in the proper order because you can displace your clamp load better that way. Sometimes there's a certain pattern that the end user must use or go through to displace their clamp load in their joint properly. So it's all in regards to integrating with the plant services team on the end user side, the distributor, and of course our partners, in order to put a package together that would supply them with the proper assembly tools so that they maximize their throughput, maximize their quality, and also some ergonomic considerations as well to the operator.
Neil, I'm really curious about the partnering strategy that you have. It becomes very clear in your comments that collaboration among various different groups as well as with the customer is an important part of how you go to market. Talk a little bit more about your partnering strategy.
Sure. We've partnered, obviously, since the beginning of ASG 37 years ago with Hios. And we are a premier wholesale distributor in North America for Hios, still to this day. And that partnering strategy is very beneficial to that manufacturer, whether it's a private label or it's a brand awareness such as Fion. And with such partnering strategies, then what happens, especially on a global presence, is you're sharing that information. So what's good for a company A here in North America and what's good for a company, the same company in Italy, for example, those applications are similar. So now that they can actually consider running the same product on that same application, so there's consistency across their companies. And that helps the end user, that helps us as a partner, and that also allows you to share ideas and bounce back and forth ideas, because the team effort is very important, not only with inside ASG communication-wise, but also with our partners. Because then this way, that allows everybody to share information, grow, and ultimately help the end user build a better assembly, a more efficient assembly, more effective assembly, a better quality assembly.
Well, Neil, let's talk very specifically about a partnership with Fion. Talk about why that's so important and what that does for your customer base.
Oh, that expands our customer base. Fion is an outstanding partner in the short time that we have, and I've known Fion for quite some time now. And the torque range goes up. They have a very high speed power to rate ratio tools, so their speed and RPM is very efficient for the end user. And we believe that with their other advantages that they bring, we could also share ideas in terms of their systems integration. Fion is very good in Italy with their systems integration side of things. So that's always a shareable knowledge base as well. But the air tools, we believe, are going to allow us to go into different markets, such as appliance manufacturing, with air tools that run a higher speed, a 2,000 RPM tool, for example, pneumatically speaking, can be a strong benefit to an appliance manufacturer. So Federica might have a little bit more to build on that one.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about why ASG is a good partner. What did you see in them
makes
it work?
Yeah, thanks. Biggest difference we found into ASG compared to the former system we had in place for distribution is that ASG is more than that. It is a manufacturing company at the same time. You know, the electric tools they make, first, they are complementary to what we do, so there is no competition between the two of us, and we share the same kind of mentality, the same kind of expectations and targets. that's what we found into ASG and made us happier to work with them. The sharing of information Neil was mentioning before is also very, very important. Every other day, every day, I'm sending an email to ASG people asking them to give us some information about customers we share on a global stage. Because what Neil was telling about applications is also happening to a customer level, in the sense we're working with global companies nowadays. The same companies is everywhere. Sometimes they use different things in different plants, but we have a chance to introduce our tools thanks to what ASG is doing here in the States or in China or in India, and vice versa for what we do elsewhere. That is very, very effective. The tools we manufacture, the system we manufacture, as I was saying before, high quality. The lifetime is very long. The other difference between TM and some other competitors is we are really much into special things. So whenever a customer application is asking for something special we don't have it in the range, we are very willing to evaluate the possibility to modify and find some special solution for the customer in order to please and give him a better standpoint competitive-wise. So we tend to call this partnership more than customer to manufacturer relationship. We feel we are on the same boat. If we can do anything in order to help the customer do a better job, we are prepared to invest into it and apply our 60 years of experience into the assembly field to any specific application. We are talking the same language, although my English maybe is not the best. I think it sounds a bit exotic, you know, Italians. So we feel very, very well about talking to ASG, and this proves to be working very, very well. The kind of improvement we found in sales and market presence in a very short relationship, we are talking about 7 months now, is really... really great. I don't know how else to express this.
All right, well, Federico,
really pleased.
I would describe you as exotic. That was Neil, we literally have seconds left. Okay. You have a flurry of new products on the market. Pick one and give me 30 seconds about what kind of impact it's going to have on your customer base.
Wow. So what, as you mentioned, we have a flurry of products in the introduction stage, and one of the products is the EH2. This will deliver a strong ergonomic benefit to the end user. It's electronically a pulse motor. So there's a strong benefit to the end user in terms of reduced possible workman's comp claims, because instead of running a tool down and getting a strong torque reaction and developing possibly a carpal tunnel or an elbow or a shoulder type injury, in certain application, the pulsing mechanism of this motor will allow it to pulse down, particularly tied into harder type joints, and reduce the torque reaction, and therefore that, again, reduces the potential injury to the operator, and the ergonomic benefit to the corporation, obviously, is that they don't have the workman's comp claim.
Well, and that's real important. Gentlemen, I hate to say it, we're out of time. Okay. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn about your organizations? Neil, how can people find you and learn about ASG?
Sure. Just visit the web, do a Google search, go to www.asgjurgens.com.
And Federico, how can people get more information about FIEM?
Also, you can go through the ASG website. They are mentioning our cooperation. There is a link to FIEM website, which is www.fiemertools.com.
Federico Roma, the sales area manager with FIEM, and Neil Manicchia, division sales manager with ASG. Gentlemen, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Well, that wraps this segment. On behalf of our guests, Federico Roma and Neil Manicchia, my co-host Todd Youngblood, everyone at Assembly Magazine, I'm Todd Schnick. This has been Manufacturing Revival, broadcasting direct from the Assembly Show. We'll be right back.